And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
We've got not one, but two words of the week this week, but I want to crack straight on with the music, because this is TNS, That's Not Skanking, Punky Radio, super excellent music special from their album, which I'm going to say right at the top here, which I have not bought the cut. Mainstream Music is Shit, Volume 2. So guess what? It doesn't fuck about, and as if to prove it, here's the first song. This is The Dead Reckoning, Heads Up. Was The Dead Reckoning, Tony, and Heads Up. What I want to know is, what is The Dead Reckoning's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/The Dead Reckoning.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and Internet Neil. And if I'm sounding very efficient right now, it'll fall apart at some point, but I've been on it all day, mate.
That kind of day, eh?
One band that are always on it are the Chup Tops, who are playing underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds. Now, I'd like to do our MySpace comments now, but we haven't got any.
Oh.
Okay. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Please do, if you're on MySpace, leave us a comment on our page, because I love getting them. But it's alright, because I have instead got some Facebook latest comments, because we've got a Facebook group as well, which is groups.to/punky.
Hey.
And if I remember to open the thing up, I'd bloody do it for you. Here we go. See, it's fallen apart already. That didn't take long, did it? I will say, by the way, I will talk more about That's Not Skanking Records when I've done these. All right, so don't worry if you're thinking, well, they're saying everything's off the same album, but they're not saying much about it. Just chill out. Facebook latest comments. Leave a comment on here if you can't be bothered to go to MySpace, because you only use Facebook anymore, you sad fuck. Right, here goes. First up, Goopa. I hadn't listened to Punky in almost 3 years when I downloaded the latest 100 or so podcast. Just got done voting for you guys on Podcast Alley and thought I might stop by here as well. Keep it up, Chelsea. Thank you very much, Chelsea, all the way from the United States of America, I think. Next up from Josh. Now, this is by way of an explanation and is owed an apology. Here goes. I believe the term massive shoe dodgepot was coined as a word of the week a few months ago, possibly by you, Paul. Yes, it was, in fact, Josh. A friend of mine from the Northeast accused me of being one. But then I wasn't sure whether you'd heard that show or whether I'd mentioned it before. So, yes, that is my fault. Sorry. He said, meaning that someone is a big dodgy and I am from the South by... Oh, sorry. Oh, I think he means that someone is a bit dodgy. No, it means that they're a massive shoe dodgepot, mate. He says, I am from the South, by the way. Open brackets, sorry, close brackets. No need to apologise. Josh. So, yeah, Josh, basically, I was getting you confirmed with Sharpie, who is the, Richard Sharp, who is one of our listeners who writes in a lot, who is a misplaced Geordie type who currently resides in Aylesbury. Third comment from Facebook, here we go. Greetings, guys. Just had a funny thing happen to me. While I was putting my 2-year-old son to sleep, I put his bottle in my cargo shorts pocket while getting him tucked in. Unbeknown to me at the time, the bottle was leaking. So as I left his room, I discovered my shorts were all wet. I instantly realised I'd just had a case of Milky Pants.
Milky Pants!
And instantly burst out laughing. Nobody in the house would get it, so I had to tell someone. Cheers, Scott. Thank you, Scott.
Nice.
And last up, fairly handily, in fact, for this, as if to prove that I am correct and know what I'm talking about sometimes. And now, he's put this in as a joke, right, but it hasn't come in as a comedy suburb, so I'm just reading it out in this section. So if you were sure of a twat, we'd have one. Mm-hmm. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not Maddie.
Not many who?
Not Maddie.
Not Maddie. Not Maddie who?
No, Tony. Not Maddie.
Oh.
You know that massive story that's been in the news for a couple of years about
the girl
who went missing in Portugal?
Yeah. Okay. Got you.
Right. He then follows, mwahaha. And then he said, Martin's honoured by his twatting and is now a listener. Thanks again, fellas. Much love. Expat Geordie Rich. Fair enough, Geordie Rich. That joke is in very poor taste, Geordie Rich.
Yeah.
But then so is this show, so fuck it. Right, speaking of poor taste, mainstream music is shit, Tony.
It is.
Those lovely people at That's Not Skanking Records, aka TNS, have brought out a second compilation of releases by them and like-minded labels that they are mates with and all that, and bands. It's 37 tracks of UK punk and ska. Now, that is a little bit deceptive, because there are a couple of tracks on it that are neither punk nor ska. And okay. I've picked two of them out for this show. But one of them is not this one. We have played this band before, Harajan. Remember when we played Harajan before?
No. A bit a while ago.
Fair enough. It was a while ago. It was when I think we might have played them off the first Mainstream Music is Shit compilation, in fact. But do check them out. I haven't been clever enough to write down their MySpace page, actually. And they haven't either. But for the time being, while I find it... oh, that's a bit weird. Oh, right. Their website is tnsrecords.co.uk, so you can look there first. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Harajan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Harajan?
It is. How are you spelling that?
Harijan.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet. Neil, well done, Tony, so far. You've got a head of steam on here. When I first glanced at this song, I thought it said something else. I was going to go, is it you or is it me who fill my bath with steaming weed on Shortland Street. But it's not, it's Portland Street.
Wake up here every Friday to relieve ourselves from work.
That's Harry John, Portland Street, Tony, from the TNS, That's Not Skanking, How Mainstream Music Is Shit, Volume 2. And I have found their MySpace page now, which is myspace.com/ That's Not Skanking Records. I didn't even give you the option to guess that, Tony. I just wanted to read it out for you there. So do check them out, because there's a possibility that not all the bands will be in our MySpace top friends this week. So it might be easier to go directly to their MySpace page, where you will undoubtedly find them. Now, Tony.
Yeah.
The Cemetery Surfers are playing underneath us right now, which frankly is the best place for them. What I want to know is, have you got any Podcast Alley comments for us?
I do. thank you all for your comments so far this month. We're mid-month ish now, so if you haven't voted so far, there's still plenty of time to vote, so do vote for us. Easiest way to get is go to punkyradio.com, and at the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if so wish, because I read them out. Thank you for all your votes so far this month. And here are the top six as I'm still playing catch up, because you're all so great at voting. Thank you very much. Listen to Punky, or Tony will be around for you to suck his balls. Come on, it's a no-brainer. Punky just fucking rocks. Get into it, or become a twat. Anyone not listening is a twat. From Marv.
Boom, well, Marv. That's a very comprehensive comment, Marv. I couldn't have said it better myself, my friend.
There you go. Thank you very much. I was listening to Punky in the sixth form common room. Some girl said Tony had a sexy voice.
Yes, thank you.
They also said Paul sounded like an old perv. So what would they
know? That's also true.
What would they know? Lots of love. Tom Baldy.
Tom Baldy. So there's some girl in Tom Baldy's sixth form that thinks I'm an old perv then.
And I've got a sexy voice.
Yeah, but sixth form, right, yeah.
Yeah, clearly not right yet.
She might have to wait until college before she emails me, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Wankers. Vote Punky. When I listen to you guys on my iPod, I make it loud enough so all the wankers that don't like the music have to hear it. It could be why some of them give me dirty looks, so I threaten to wee on them. Chris Hoyland, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris. Now, listen, I do appreciate what you've done there, Chris, right? But I do get really annoyed if I'm on public transport, which I am quite a lot these days, and someone's listening to something that's so loud that you can hear the tinny version of it. And the thing is, mate, as much as I appreciate you doing this, what you're subjecting people to is a really shitty audio version of what you're listening to really brilliantly well. So you're not helping them to like the music.
No.
So I'm sorry, man, but you've just got to fucking stop that. And stop it now.
Have you heard some kids, when they have their mobiles on speaker and they're playing music.
Yeah, I can't work it out.
No, what's that? That?
I just can't work it out. So what are you doing that for? It sounds shit anyway.
It sounds shit, and not even you can understand it. You can't even appreciate it because it sounds so shit. Unbelievable.
I know, it's just some of these kids, Tony, they've got no fucking idea.
God. But they think I've got a sexy voice, so they can't all be the bad.
No, one girl.
Okay.
In 1 6 form somewhere. Sadly, I don't think she's the only girl who thinks I'm an old perv, but there you go.
Fair enough. Hell yeah, you guys are the greatest, the best music / comedy podcast I know, and my front garden has a pond in it. I don't want Tony killing the fish. A poog from Drummer M. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the knowledge about the pond, Drummer M.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, Tony, that down the years, excellent drummers and water and the such like haven't been such good bedfellows. Right, if I were you, Drummer M, I'd fill that pond over before you have too much fucking crystal meth and decide that you can swim in it.
True.
Hey, I'm just trying to help the listeners out, Tony, that's all I'm doing.
Infotainment. I like to wake up with Paulie B. Punky hits you like 2 Pro Plus washed down with a bottle of Diamond White with a vodka and lime chaser. And that will be from Black Cat then. Thanks, Black Cat.
Thank you very much, Black Cat. Of course you like to wake up with me. Who wouldn't? is that it then?
I've got one more.
Oh, sorry.
Really love the new format with more songs. You guys make the morning drive to work bearable. Without Punky, I'd be opening my wrists and filling the car with Kimblerd.
Kimblerd.
That's from Woody B3. Man, that is it.
Go, Woody B3. Thank you very much, Woody B3. Excellent comment, as usual, from you, my good friend. Right, time for the next track, Tone.
Okay.
We played this band before. I've seen this band live. We've interviewed this band. This is the Hyperjacks, Talking New York City.
1, 2, 3, 4! Before we can write a story,
That was a Hyperjack Tony and a track called Talk in New York City, which I saw them perform live at the, what was it called? Gasworks, was it? Somewhere in Bradford. Yeah, it was in Bradford, something like that.
Okay.
And it was AS. Oh, yeah, and I've got a little bit of information for someone who was at that gig, who's Luke, who I also know from the cycling meeting in Spain. Who I got a text this afternoon from someone saying, I've just seen that bloke you know from the cycling meeting in Leeds. He was outside Tesco Express. He was wearing a black t-shirt and red wings, and they described him. I went, yeah, that's Luke, that is. I sent him a text back saying, did you say anything to him? And this girl said, no, I just smiled at him really weirdly and freaked him out and kept walking. Seems like a decent idea. Now, the Hyperjacks are not on TNS Records. They are on Cherry Bomb Recordings, which is a subsid of Cherry Red Records. And I can't remember what their album's called, but we played a track off it the other week, and they're fucking brilliant. What I will notice, Tony, is what is the Hyperjacks' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHyperjacks.
It is. It's Tony 3, poorly being on the internet. The answer's getting bouncy. You're listening to Project Marv underneath. You got a comment probably the last bit. Now you're hearing his music. Wow. What I want to know is, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nomination so far. It's all appreciated, but I still need more. You're going to have to send more, I'm afraid. Because I like it. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Get them in. You know a twat, and you know I want to know. So, there you go. And this week, it's from Matt B. And it's short and sweet. Twat's name, Andrew Barton. Twat's location, Dereham, Norfolk.
Dereham.
And the reason, he made friends with my mate's girlfriend, and started some rumours that my mate liked another girl when he didn't. He then made her break up with him, then tried to make the move on her. She doesn't want to date him, but he keeps pushing her and making shit up about my mate. So for that reason, he is a rug-rum muncher with imploded chest. Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst kind of fucker, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, someone who does that, that's beyond the pale, Tone.
Yeah.
That should be a hanging offence, I reckon. A similar thing happened to me half my life ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's just because you feel powerless because someone's turning your girlfriend against you by spreading lies about you that she falls for. I mean, admittedly, it means that probably shouldn't have gone out in the first place, but she's going to believe lies about you. But then, so she finishes with you, then the person who did all the fucking lies, he gets all really matey-friendly, tries to jump in the fucking sack with him. And you just go, you horrible little man, why can't you just give the fuck? I'm all for that, mate. Let's do this, and there'll be some venom from my end.
Good. So, Andrew Barton.
He's Dereham. A fucking twat! Oh, sorry.
From Dereham, Norfolk.
Twat! 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 Twat!
Is he's a twat.
Fucking twat. Right, and let's just say it again properly so he's absolutely sure.
So, Andrew Barton.
Twat!
From Dereham, Norfolk.
Twat! Twat! Twat!
Is a twat!
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 Twat.
There you go.
Indeed. I think we can safely say he's a twat.
I think so.
Yeah. Thanks very much for that one. That was a good one. It was personal. I like it when it gets personal. Nice. Track 4, Tony.
Yes.
Track 4 this week from a band you may be aware of from Nottingham, Jimmy the Squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Who are, again, they're not... Oh, yeah, and the Hyperjacks one, the last one, was one of the ones that isn't punk or ska, but obviously you knew that. That's small rockabilly, suckabilly. And that is the wrong album I've just picked up there. Right, now, where's that old thing? Here it is. No, it's not. Here it is. Right, because I want to just tell you what. The Jimmy the Squirrel are published by Do the Dog Music, but it looks very much like that is something to do with That's Not Skanking. Anyway, so because they have featured before for TNS. So, they're next to it. And they're from Nottingham, I'm right, aren't they?
I think they're from Hucknall. I seem to remember.
Right.
Yeah.
that'll do for me.
Yeah.
It's closing up. Well, I know it's Tony. What is Jimmy the Squirrel's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/JimmyTheSquirrel.
It is. Yeah. It's Tony 4. Poorly being the internet nil. My God, man, you've at least drawn already and it's only 5:30 show.
Yakka.
I think I need to calm down. The best way for me to calm down is to slow it down a little bit with Jimmy the Squirrel and seat up high.
From the top, it must be easy to see the best way to manipulate our buttons. I mean, what to tax and what to criminalize. Can you see any truth behind their eyes? And I listen to the people that put in them in. In democracy, this must be a sin, but they're far, far away from the people's cry. Sitting up on the seats of high from the seats of high.
Right, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah. Our friends at GoDaddy.com, right, are some people that you really ought to know more about than you clearly do. So I was wondering whether, to the tune of Chromosome 3, you'd mind very much if I just reminded you of some of their style, because I think you'll like the way they roll internet style.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
I'll tell you. Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SELs.
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's
PUNKY7,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY8 code, that's
PUNKY8,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them.
It's one very good reason. And as if that wasn't enough, there's now a PUNKY9 code, that's
PUNKY9,
which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Get another code! PUNKY25, that's
PUNKY25,
gives 25% off orders at over £65. Buggeration! So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice.
I didn't fuck about there, did I?
No, you didn't.
I'm not really in the mood to fuck about this week, Tanner. I think you may have noticed that.
Yeah.
So much so, in fact, that I'm going to give you part one of our Word of the Week this week. If you have an idea for Word of the Week, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Word of the Week. This came up as a direct result of the show I did in Letchworth on Saturday night, which I will be telling you a bit more about in a second. But for now, there was a woman on the front row, and as I was sat on the door, and as she was walking upstairs to come in the first place, she stopped on the stairway and said, "Oh, I had to stop, I'm chaffing."
Right.
She said, I'm chafing, right? I can hear her saying to her mate. Anyway, she finally gets upstairs. I went, "What exactly was chafing?" And she just fucking wet herself laughing and went, "Oh my God, no, you're going to mention it on stage." Well, I wouldn't do that. So I went on stage and the first thing I said was, "Why were you chafing then?" Right? And her boyfriend said, "Oh, it's her piercing." Right.
Right.
Right. And I said, "What? She's not going to..." I said, "What's happened? Why would a piercing... Why would you chafe on a piercing?" I couldn't really work out the angle of dangle, etc., etc. And eventually said, "Oh, I know what must have happened. Is it an old piercing?" And she went, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, you've just got a bit of flap rust." Right. And laughed, and so did everyone else. And we all agreed that flap rust would be quite a nice expression for something that goes wrong after a piercing in a personal area. So it's part one. I'm not sure when this usage is actually going to come up.
It's very specific. It's
not
near...
Not nearly as much as the next one, which is also one that was not invented by me, but in a conversation with someone that I was having on Saturday afternoon, this thing has already become an expression, which is the second one, which I'll tell you about after this, because right now I want to get on with this song, because just after we slowed down just now, let's just ramp it right up again. This is Smack Rats and Dead Men Don't Act Like Cunts.
Don't act like cunts.
Smack Rats.
Yes.
Welsh punk.
Nice.
Indeed. And what I'll know is, Tony, what is Smack Rats MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SmackRats.
It is. Ooh. It's Tony 5, poorly be the internet, Neil. Can you feel the joy draining from my voice as I went like, and I'm defeated on this particularly easy bunch of I mean, fair enough, I mean, it's good when they're easy, really, but yeah. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath at the moment. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed's tone.
That's all right.
Now it's time for Word of the Week Part 2. I was talking to David Whitney by email on Saturday afternoon, and he mentioned that he had a gig in on Sunday. He mentioned that he had a gig in Shefford, which is between Hitchin and Bedford, not far from me at all. I'd never heard of it and thought this is a bit odd. I wonder why I haven't been asked to do this. So I just asked him how the gig went, and he said, mate, it was a chav's wedding.
Oh dear.
Right? And I thought that was like, it was an expression, like it was a dog's dinner. Because it's the idea. All you need is two words, chav's wedding. And loads of images occur, don't they? You know, you say something like, it was a right chav's wedding. There were things over there, shit flying over there, everything's going over there. There's a pilot down there. It was a right chav's wedding. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That expression is quite nice. And he went, no. It was a chav's wedding. he said, I wasn't really what they were after. It was actually, he had been playing at a chav's wedding. I was fucking on, I loved him in there. But I've been using the phrase ever since, basically. Anytime anything goes wrong, it's like, oh, it's a chav's wedding. How do you go, oh, I've made a right chav's wedding like that.
That's nice.
How was the drive down it? Oh, it's an absolute chav's wedding. Do you know, I think it's going to catch on. Yeah. I haven't been so excited about a phrase, I don't think, since Milky Pants. I don't think so. I was excited by the response we got to Goopa Goopa.
Mm-hmm.
When we started doing that, people fell into that nicely. And the fact it took most of them about a year to realise what Apoog Apoog was, and most of you still haven't cracked that one. But yeah, Milky Pants was a big one. When we first introduced Milky Pants to the show, I was particularly pleased about that. But Chav's Wedding, I think, I've just got a little feeling about it. I think it's one of these things listeners might respond to a little bit, you know. Even in the thing, we'll probably say at the end of some show, God, I made a mess of that, it was a right chav's wedding. You know, I think it'll just catch on.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I'm quite excited about that. Anyway, I'll tell you more about my last weekend in the next bit. But Tony, what have you been up to? What's been happening down at Tony Towns? What's going on Planet Tony? What is happening in Tony World?
In Tony World, I'm doing lots of stuff on the house. Stayed in Saturday morning.
Wanking on it.
No, I had a plumber come around Saturday who let me down, which is a bit of a pain. And then the credit card company phoned me up, asking me if I'd just used my credit card in Thailand. Which I hadn't, obviously.
But.
And so it turned out they'd done a cash withdrawal or something of £60. Which was accepted, and then the bank card on phoned me. And then it cancelled my credit card. So I'm credit cardless. And I'm a bit confused. Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
But actually, that's not bad by the bank, isn't it?
It's good.
The first transaction that goes wrong and they're on the blower, you know, that's kind of alright, I think.
Yeah, I think cash transaction in Thailand rang many bells.
But I mean, if it hadn't been spotted, mate, you could have had a right chav's wedding on your hands there.
Yeah, totally.
Couldn't it? Do you see what I mean?
That's nice.
It's straight in, man. Oh, fuck. So, but did they refund the £60?
I've got to go and fill a form in, and it's got to go through the proper channels, but I think I'll get it back.
Yeah.
But then they told me to just basically cut my credit card up and just wait for a new one. And so it's all a bit of a pain in the arse, really. I think I'm not too fussed because, yeah, they're covered and they're insured at the hilt.
Yeah, and it shouldn't take long for anyone to come to it.
Nah, but yeah, what an arse. And then after that, nothing much has happened, really. We went to Bakewell on Sunday to have a look around. I mean, exploring the Peak District, we went to Baslow last week.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this week we went to Bakewell. That was really nice.
Yeah, it's just the only problem is it's the people, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
It's cheap, Tony.
Yeah. Well,
although saying that, there's not that many There's not that many locals in Bakewell. It is one of these places old people retire to, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not like Derby City Centre.
It is nice.
Not going there again.
And they do make nice tarts.
Did have a Bakewell slice from the Bakewell tart shop.
I do like a Bakewell tart. Actually, leave off the Bakewell, really. You want to get a little bit further in, mate? Go to High Peak.
High Peak?
High Peak. There's a nice pub right up there as well.
We'll venture further in.
A little bit further. Yeah, discovering a bit of countryside.
Yeah, we've been to for ages because it's not far away.
Well, because it's there and that.
Yeah. Take some advantages of living around here.
Well, I discovered some countryside last night, Tony, but I'll tell you about that in a later section, because it wasn't countryside I was expecting to discover. I have one thing that's happened this week, Tony, in fact, very recently, is that my belt's come undone.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know whether I've done it subconsciously, just thinking about you.
Hey, maybe.
But yeah, I just looked down and my jean flies are undone and my belt's open. I don't remember... Oh, I'll tell you what, I have done. I'll tell you this. I'll have a look. I am going to have to open my jeans a bit more now, because I'm going away to Cornwall tomorrow, so I had to get all my decent pants together. So today I've been in some reserve pants, that kind of comedy pants that only come out when I'm a bit low on pants, and they're kind of a zebra stripe. They're a zebra stripe. It's a zebra stripe. It's a tight fitting boxer, one of these Lycra jobs that apparently turn you sterile. But it has got a fantastic label on it that I've never noticed before, just above the fly, that says Great Beast. I'm just really made myself up.
I've got some of them. But they're orange and black.
Oh, are they? Yeah, mine are black and white. There must have been a run on them one Christmas in Mansfield. We must all have got them.
Yeah.
But I don't remember ever putting these things on. So not even this morning. I do drink a lot. But yeah, well, I just saw a flash of the zebra stripe. What the fuck's that? Oh, it's my pants. Oh, it says Great Beast. I'll give you some Great Beast, Tony.
Cool.
The bands we're playing next. Also on Mainstream Music Is Shit, the That's Not Skanking Records latest volume of independent and brilliant music. Beg pardon. This is now you might notice some of the stuff this week is quite aggressive music, isn't it, this week, I think, Tone?
Yeah.
This is no exception, really. This is a band called Faintest Idea.
Okay.
And it's called, I've just realised I'm not going to go through all the bits and bobs now. Am I? Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. What I want to know is, what is Faintest Idea's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/FaintestIdea.
It is. It's wow. Tony Six.
Wow.
Poorly beating Internet Nil. And this is a very good question. Why don't rich kids go to war? Why don't rich kids go to war, Tony?
Don't know.
It's not, the thing is, that, I mean, it's not a great song, but I think it's slightly inaccurate a question, because obviously some rich kids do go to war.
Well,
for example,
princes did, didn't they?
Yeah, princes Harry and William went to war, and they damn, see, actually, I know what they're getting at. What he should say is, why don't rich kids, when they get to war, really do any of the bad stuff?
Yeah.
I think that would be more accurate. They do tend to stand at the back going, go and shoot that fella. You're listening to Midnight Configuration there underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
All right.
I'd like to tell you a little bit about my week just gone.
Okay.
Last Wednesday, I went to my mate Steve's pub in Luton, and I ended up doing his pub quiz. We came a respectable second.
Nice.
Which makes a change. I do normally come first. It wasn't that sort of a quiz. It could have been a right chant wedding of a quiz if that had happened. I don't like pub quizzes really. I was hoodwinked into this one, but I wanted to stay at his for the simple reason that on Thursday morning I had to go to Luton to pick up an Irish comic called Robbie Barnum, who was coming over for to do some gigs. And well, basically I flew him over in typical showbiz style, so I got him a flight off Ryanair for 20 quid. Apparently it cost me about 100 quid in snacks, but that's his problem. We went to Rather with, and I had a certain amount of trepidation about the gig because it hasn't been that well attended so far, but this one was ram chocka ram ram brilliant show.
Wicked.
Absolute. And it was an absolute, as you'd expect from any gig I do that involves girls getting undressed and comedians. Oh, it was an absolute chav's wedding. It was all over the place. The audience were all over the place. I got drunk way too early. The headline act made the mistake of saying, after a particularly beautiful dancer, well, don't think I'm going to take any of my clothes off, at which point there was a volley of get your cock out from various girls in there, and it took him about 5 minutes to calm them down again. I think we all learned a valuable lesson at that gig.
Okay.
And if you'd like to know which comic it was that made the mistake of doing that, anyone knows anything about stand-up comedy, when I say the two words Martin and Davis, although he's always getting into scrapes like that. So anyway, that was Thursday, and we got a lift home, and me and Robbie stayed up quite a long time, and we may have had some beneficial herbs. On Friday, he was in bed most of the day. I had some shit to do, so I got up and then got us ready to go to my gig in Hitchin, which featured Robbie Barnum and Jim Tavare. And it was an excellent show, and thanks to everyone that came down. I don't really want to talk about the gigs too much, but about what happened after them. After the gig, we went to Spin Out. Now, Spin Out only happens once in a blue moon in the Hitchin area. And Tony, have I discussed with you what a blue moon is? You know the phrase, once in a blue moon?
As in every so often?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but is that what you thought? If someone says once in a blue moon, wouldn't you say very, very rarely?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you know where the phrase comes from?
No.
Well, do you think it's because a blue moon never happens?
I suppose so, yes.
No, it's not, because it's not, because a blue moon doesn't mean a blue moon, Tony.
Okay.
It means two full moons in a calendar month, which do, of course, happen, because the lunar cycle is less than a month. So every once in a while, rarely, maybe once or twice a year, you'll get two full moons in the same calendar month.
It was lunar cycle 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. if Lunar Cycle is 28 days, then you can work it out.
Yeah.
Because there's only 1 month of this 28 days, 29 in leap year. So every once in a while, you will get 2 full moons in a month, and that is known as a blue moon.
This is infotainment.
It is infotainment, man. I'll tell you, I try and pass over some quality information in amongst the bullshit every show. And that was this week.
Very nice.
Any road up. Great gig.
Good.
Had a great time. And then when that had finished, we went to Bombora, where everything got silly and I can't remember the taxi cab. The less said about that, the better, really. But me and Rappy Barnum wanted to go. Oh, my brother was with us. He came back with us as well, and we all just... Yeah, it was messy. Then on Saturday, I went to the gig in Lexworth, which was, I think for Rappy Barnum at least, the highlight of the weekend. And he was headlining that night. He was on with a Canadian comic called Tommy Campbell. About 25 minutes after the doors opened, we got about 50 people through the doors, and then it just went quiet. No one else came upstairs. I mean, what the fuck's going on? This can't be it. I waited about 5 or 10 minutes, and I heard a knock. I mean, what's going on? I went downstairs, and the last people that had paid to get in had inadvertently shut and locked the door downstairs.
Yeah.
There was a queue of about 50 people waiting. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? So anyway, I opened the doors, everything was sorted out, a sellout show, a triumph, a great gig. After which, we got a lift into Hitchin, and then we went over with Luke and Una, you know, Clockwork Luke and Spiky Una.
Yeah.
They went over with us, and Rabbi Bannon, to the Coven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went via Steve's pub. So we picked up Stephen Laurie, who we managed to get along, little Laurie there, and then we got the Coven, and we were lucky to get the last 5 or 6 tickets because they'd sold out as well. Saturday was a busy night. It was absolutely brilliant in there as well. Really, really terrific. And we stayed there for I don't know how long. And then we got a cab home, and when we got in, because I'd said, listen, boys, because we got a lift over, I said that I'll sort the cab out on the way back if we wouldn't stay over. So we get in this cab, and as soon as we got in, you know, every single person in that car was thinking, I wonder if he's going to let me smoke. And before we put the seatbelts on, he just got a pack of B&H out and said, anyone want a cigarette? I mean, I'm fucking done.
Nice.
It was obviously his last fare of the night, because it was like 3 in the morning or something. So yeah, so we all smoked our way home in this cab at breakneck speed, and then got out fucking nicely. Then on the Sunday, I did my gig in Bedford, and DJ Roch picked me and Rabbi Barnum up at 6:15, and we got there, but sadly hardly anyone else did. Hardly anyone showed up. It was a financial nightmare for me. But it was a good show. We had about 15 people pay to get in. And I need 50 to break even, so it was a right chap's wedding. It was a right chap's wedding as well, as it goes, because a couple of the people in there were ones that I thought we barred.
Right,
but anyway, it did end up being a really, really good laugh, so, you know, I'll plough on with that one and hope it sorts itself out next time. And then I'll get into the gig I did on Monday in Bedford after I've played the next song, Tony, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. This is track 7. This is Two Sick Monkeys. Why?
Fucking asshole! Why? Why?
crappy rack. Why do we have to suck so much American cock? Why? 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 Why is my life such a bore? Why do pixels at my door? Why do we have to live in a slum? Why do pigs are pain in the fucking asshole? Why? 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 Why?
Two-seat monkeys. Why?
Why?
We played Two Seat Monkeys before, didn't we? Long, long time. Long, long time ago. Oh, Paul, don't ever sing that again. Oh, I've made myself angry there. I might have to say back in the day to make up for it. That was Two Seat Monkeys and Why. Well, on those, Tony, what is Two Seat Monkeys' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Two Seat Monkeys.
Yeah, it is. I'm not even going to ask you whether it's a two or the two, because you know that it's a two, it's a number two. So that's Tony 7, poorly being the internet nil.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, God. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us by now, and at some point, Tony, thanks for doing such a great job on the bed.
Right.
I am going to be doing another Dr. Slagglebury mix, because we've had some new stuff on them. I just haven't got around it yet, because I'm so busy. As is proved by the fact that yesterday, Monday, when we would normally make this show, I couldn't. So I was doing another gig in Bedford. 5 gigs in a row.
Bloody hell.
It's like I'm a professional comedian. This time I was doing the Corn Exchange as part of a well-being kind of charity event sort of thing. Over 400 people there. Brilliant, brilliant gig. Great fun. But I did realise at the end of it that I had been rather remiss and had forgotten to arrange a lift home.
Okay.
So I asked the audience... I couldn't go 50-50 and I couldn't phone a friend. I didn't have any other option left. So I asked the audience, I said, listen, seriously, if anyone is going back to lecture, I'm going to really use a lift. And this one bloke went, whoa, yeah, I will. I went, oh, brilliant. Not so brilliant afterwards when I got outside and he was waiting for me with all of his chavvy mates. And I got into this fucking hot hatch against my better judgment.
Oh, no.
And he boomed off on a white-knuckle joyride around rural Bedfordshire as they had to stop at each one's house, the parents' house, and pick up various items of fucking weed and Rizzlers. And one went, oh, we've got to go around mine for... got to get the beer, and oh, we've got to go and get the music. And a breakneck speed around these really narrow... You know what it's like around me as well, Tony?
Yeah.
Like there are some really, really narrow... And I'm going, oh, this is the last time I'm ever going to... getting a car. This is fucking typical. I managed to be banned for 14 months, a couple of weeks before I get the car back, and I'm going to be killed in a car crash. It's just, what's the fucking chances of that happening? It's just not fair. It's just not fair. But anyway, they got me. They were nice boys, actually. What saved it, I thought when I got in the car, I thought immediately they were going to put on, you know, that Ravy Davy Disco Biscuits music really loud.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
Okay.
Less than Jake, all the way. It was
really?
All right. Yeah, it was alright. Yeah.
Wow.
I was quite surprised.
Yeah.
And they were quite surprised that I'd heard of Less Than Jake. I think they obviously thought I was a very, very old man. Which, of course, I am. So I got home alright, basically. But some of the blood had disappeared from my cheeks. And some of the shit from the other set.
Yeah.
Fortunately, though, I didn't stain my great beast underwear, which is still clean as. So basically that was last week. This week, I'm going to Cornwall tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm going to be spending a few days in the Lizard Lighthouse. Oh, and I was on with Howard Reed in Bedford, who is better known as Big Howard and Little Howard, which is now a kids' show as well with him. He does a computer animated version of a little boy version of himself. You'll have seen him around. He's very good. So I'm going to Lizard Lighthouse for Simon Houlihan's 40th birthday. It's the southernmost point of the British Isles, which means that basically, if I trip up and fall in the sea, I will officially have fallen off civilization. Because it's a jungle after that. So yeah, it's the southernmost point of the British Isles, and I'm going to be getting leathered there for a few days, obviously. So happy birthday, Simon Houlihan. Oh, have you met Simon before, Tony?
No. He's listened to the show, doesn't he? Or has some sometimes.
Is it what? Sorry, pardon?
Did he used to listen to the show?
I think he listened once or twice, yeah. He's from Bracknell. I can't remember, but he's been in touch before.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I will say again, happy 40th birthday, Simon Houlihan. Who'd have thought you'd have made it? Who'd have thought that no matter what happens, you will always be a little bit older than me unless you die first?
Yeah. Nice. Yes.
That's my little birthday greeting for Hooly Booly Wooly Wooly there. And then, so, yeah, once I've been down there for a few days, I'm doing Jesters in Bristol on Saturday night, and then Sunday I've got a day to kill, and I'll be staying down in Bristol, and I'm not meeting incognito till 5 in the afternoon. So I'm once again offering Sunday lunch with Paulie B in Bristol. If you fancy doing that, get in touch. I'll be at a loose end. And then I come back Monday and then make Punky straight away. That's Paul's week.
Brilliant.
What are you up to? You're just going to be wanking on the house.
Wanking on the house, I think. Yeah, yeah. Different day, different room. You know, 7 rooms in the house, I'm set.
He goes, well, I've been in the spare room so much, I've nearly R-texted it. Now, Tony.
Yes.
Punky wouldn't be Punky without a bit of Bully. Right, Punky wouldn't be Punky. Right, without me playing at least one track that's completely out there. Bat shit, space cakes, Mathers cheese. And I've saved it till last this week. In the, it's perfectly, it's not so bad. I mean, it's more, dare I say, sort of gypsy folk punk kind of like Gogol Bordello going down that road, you know what I mean, kind of thing. Yeah, not exactly that, but it is that sort of thing. It's by a band called Boot Scraper. Now, this is also on Mainstream Music Is Shit. And this is a little beauty. What I want to know is, Tony, for 7 points,
yeah,
what is Boot Scraper's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Boot Scraper.
No! MySpace.com/ Boot Scraper Music. Oh. Yes! It's Tony 7, Paulie B and the Internet 7. I'm such a child. Obviously you've won this week, but I just refuse to accept that. This was the I've got to look at the, where is it? Yeah. This is track 17 on CD2, just to prove that I went all the way through both CDs. And thank you all so much for listening this week. We will remind you of all the bits and bobs we want you to do after this, but in the meantime, Tony, there will be blood.
1, 2, 3, 4.
From the deep,
there will be blood.
Singing,
oh, we, oh, we, oh, there's a blood.
Like a dew in the back of the
wall. Oh, we, oh, we, oh, there's a blood.
Like a dew in the back of the wall. There's gold beyond those hills. Gold beyond those hills. Gold beyond those hills. Man, after all, beneath the feet, I put that curse up.
So, Tony, that was Bootscrape and There Will Be Blood. Make sure you do get your hands on Mainstream Music Is Shit, the That's Not Skanking Volume 2. And do check out the MySpace page for That's Not Skanking, which I'm going to remind you right now is MySpace.com/ That's Not Skanking Records. Now, also, Tony, what a shame that you'd gone 50-50 with Bootscrape or Bootscrape Music.
Yeah. I thought you're double bluffing me. What can I say?
Yeah, no. If you'd gone with Bootscrape Music, mate, you'd have beaten me 14-0.
Ah, well.
I'd never recovered. I'd never recovered. Now, please do. There's some things we really want you to do this week. First of all, what internet radio station should people be listening to this week, Tony?
Hussy Skunk.
Hussy Skunk.
Yep. HussySkunk.com. We're on 3 times a week at different times, so tune in.
And it's great.
It's a great station.
It is great. It's really, really good for if you like US ska punk, you'll find a lot of it on there. Very, very good. What else should people be doing? What about iTunes? That's what it should really be doing.
You should review as iTunes. There's a link on punkyradio.com to take you to the iTunes page. Just click it and review us. 5 stars only. We'll read them out. And make sure you are subscribed. I need gig guides, so email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your gig guides. And if you have a twat, do email me, twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Thank you.
And I want your comedy sub. I want your comedy suburbs, your poetry corner, and of course, your naked photographs. Thank you all so much for listening this week. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week. I might see some of you in Bristol. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo! I've made it right, Chav's wedding at the end of that.